This is the Horse Radio Network.
This is episode 795 of the Horses in the Morning Show on the Horse Radio Network. This is a special holiday gift buying episode brought to you by Glenn the Geek and Helena B. of the Stable Scoop Radio Show in conjunction with Equestrian Collections. We want to thank the Omega Alpha Equine for their continued support of Horses in the Morning Show. Find all of their terrific all-natural products at OmegaAlphaEquine.com. Tune in tomorrow morning as Lindsay White of the High Visibility Sportswear will be with us for the monthly safety episode starting at 9 a.m. Eastern here on Horses in the Morning. Now on with the fifth annual holiday gift guide.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
This is Glenn the Geek.
And this is Helena B., and you're listening to the fifth annual Holiday Gift Guide, brought to you by the Horse Radio Network and Equestrian Collections. We will get to all of our fun holiday picks, but let's get started with my favorite holiday song from Templeton Thompson.
Christmas, and hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Well, the snow is softly falling on the pasture, and there's a holly wreath hanging on the barn. Jingle bells are jingling, lights are all a twinkling. Christmas time is coming to the farm. Yeah, I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, and hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Yeah. Christmas tree is loaded up with presents, and the kid and me just love this time of year. There's no dream too big for dreaming, ain't nothing like the feeling when all the ones you love are gathered near. So I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Hey, happy ye holidays.
Well, we're back with our annual holiday gift buying guide. Can you believe, Helena, we have done this 5 years in a row now? This is our fifth year for this.
It's our fifth year, and it just gets better and better every year. It's fun. I get to like shop for stuff and pick things and not have to pay anything.
And what horse person doesn't like, you know, sifting through catalogs? This is the audio version of flipping through the catalog.
Exactly.
Only we have already pre-selected the good stuff.
I go through the catalogs with a big black marker circling everything I want. Yeah, Grace and I do. We're like, I want this, and I want this. And this is the online version of that. This is the podcast version of that.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And I know we're going to cross a couple of the shows on the network today. So happy Thanksgiving, no matter what show we're on. I am, of course, the founder of the Horse Radio Network. Helena is a host of two of our shows here on the Horse Radio Network. If you haven't heard her before, she hosts the Stable Scoop radio show and Chasing a Fox in a Little Black Dress, all about fox hunting and fashion. So that's who we are. We have joining us, as usual, on this special holiday episode is Debbie from Equestrian Collections. Happy Thanksgiving, Debbie.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. We're looking so forward to the holiday season this year, and I hope everything that we feature today, everybody will love it just as much as we do.
Well, terrific. And you guys are in the middle of gearing up here for Black Friday and getting 10,000 boxes out a day and working till midnight. So yes. Helena and I were both in retail before. We know exactly what you're going through. And guess what? We're so happy it's you and not us this year.
Yeah. And talking about that Black Friday and Cyber Monday, we will be having a huge outlet sale over that, both those holiday and, well, after Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday holidays. There is so much stuff they've pulled all over this place. We're tripping over stuff out there that's going to be on the outlet store. So be sure, if you're looking for some really good bargains, to shop with us over the that Black Friday and Cyber Monday, so, and that whole weekend between. You don't have to go out to stores that have people working. Just sit down on your computer and shop with us.
Yeah, it sounds much more fun to me.
And warmer.
And warmer. Well, let's get started. What we do every year is we pick, Debbie has picked about 10 items out of Equestrian Collections that she wants to highlight and talk about. And then Helena and I also have our picks for items. You don't have to worry about, one of the things is you don't have to worry about remembering all of this. It is over on the show notes for whatever show you're listening to. The show notes will have links to all of the items that we're talking about with little pictures and everything. So you can just go there, click on it. You can find it very simply and very easily. Of course, all of the items are at equestriancollections.com as well. So, Debbie, let's get started. We always start with the same thing every year because they have something new every year.
That's right, and that's our Breyers collection. We have the Breyers Holiday horses, ornaments, etc. in stock and ready to ship. This year's Holiday on Parade is the, you know, the big one that they have, the collectible, is actually a Tennessee Walker, I believe, or is it a... And he is got a, he's Palomino colored, and he has Santa stuff and all kinds of stuff on him. And that, of course, is a saddlebred, actually. And that is the collectible for this year. And I just wanted to mention that if you missed last year, we still have a few of last year's 2012s. The black horse, the Nacho Bueno, had a black horse, and we do have some of them in stock. So if you missed last year, you can pick up both last year, 2012, and this year's 2013 for your collector. Or if you have somebody that has a black horse, and we still have some of these from last year. And, of course, there's the stirrup ornaments that they always have, and that goes along with the big one because it's the same horse. He's just in a little stirrup. And we also have the snow globe for this year. The 2013 snow globe is really cute. There's a bay horse with antlers. And we also have some ornaments that have gypsies, my breed. So I was really psyched about that.
And my favorites, too.
And they have some racehorses, Man of War this year, and just some of the racehorses from years gone by that they're doing in ornaments. So we have a lot of Breyers to choose from. Native Dancer, I believe, is the other one. So take a look at the Breyers. You cannot go wrong with these. I mean, horse people from any age love these things. So they're not too expensive. The little ones make great stocking stuffers, and it's just the perfect gift for your horse friends.
You know, that is true. Jennifer used to paint Breyers. My wife used to paint Breyers when we had our shop. She would get they sell the blank ones.
Yeah.
And for custom painting of Breyers is huge. And she did such a wonderful job. We used to sell them in the store, and people would come in, and they would order special ones, or they'd bring pictures of their horses, and she would paint them to look like their horses.
Oh, cool.
Had you ever get into the Breyer thing, Helena? Were you ever
no.
as a kid? No.
No, I didn't.
No.
Jamie, the co-host of the Horses in the Morning Show, is huge into them, and she has them all over her mantle. And she had a little boy, and I keep saying you should have had a little girl because you're already set with 1,000 briars. So
little boys can do briars.
I keep telling her.
They have shows. They have big horse shows up in Kentucky and stuff. So it's a big thing, and we like to give you the opportunity to purchase them from Equestrian.
And you have about 100 different briars here. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them on the website. So so definitely check that out.
Good collection.
Yep. Yeah.
Good. What's next?
Okay. Next, I wanted to talk about tread step breeches. We have added tread step this year, and we have a lot of that. We have their line. We have their shirts. We have their boots. We have their chaps, all of which are fabulous. We also have their breeches. Now, these breeches are very form-fitting, as you can tell from the pictures, but let me tell you, they are so
Oh, I hate that, by the way. That's just awful. That's terrible.
But what you have to realize about tread step, and one of the reasons I wanted to pick tread step is the fitting for these, particularly the leather goods, you have to realize that they are designed to be snug. If you get a pair and you can't zip them up, that doesn't mean they don't fit you. You need to have, they even suggested that you have two people to put on their boots and chaps, not necessarily your breeches, but your boots and chaps, couple times that you wear them, because they're going to be hard to get on. But as you wear them, about the third time you wear them, they will be conforming to you, and you won't need help to get them on anymore. But in order to fit correctly, you need to throw out that idea that they are too tight, because they're not. And don't worry about the zippers. They're super strong zippers. And I know that because I have a pair there. You know how I'm a big trail rider. And I have their chaps and just love them. So, but today I wanted to talk about the breeches, because they come, there's several different styles of them. The one I have is the Rosa. I just wore them this weekend on a big trail ride. Love them. Very, very comfortable, very stretchy. And so I think that everybody is, they're not the most inexpensive, but they're not the most expensive breeches out there. And I think people will love them, and they would make a terrific Christmas present.
They run $119.99, and I just ordered my wife three pairs because I want to see her in those tight breeches. You know what I was thinking, Helena, is if you're a single woman out there that rides horses, you could make friends with your neighbors. You know, just knock on their door and say, hey, I need help getting these on. You could make, I mean, look at that.
Honestly,
you get to know all your neighbors.
Honestly? Really, yeah. Glenn?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a way to meet the neighbors. It beats, you know, going over and asking for sugar,
what
right?
If your neighbors are freak shows?
Well, then I wouldn't. Then I would pick the other neighbor, because this could be a problem.
Knock on the door and say, can you zip up these boots for me?
Yeah, can you pull these boots up?
Yeah, can you help me with my muck boots? Can you pick the bottom of my muck boots, please? These are gorgeous breeches, actually. They look very, very comfortable. And I have heard nothing but great things about Tread Step's venture into apparel, into breeches. Nothing but great things.
Right, and that's really kind of new for the United States. And they are, you know, from Europe, from Ireland. They come over. They came over and talked to us. I think you guys probably met them. They're wonderful people. It's a wonderful company, and I highly recommend them.
I do have a question on style here, Helena. You keep track of all this stuff for your show. These are mid rise. Are low rise out now, and mid rise coming back in again?
Well, you know, I think there are three schools: low, mid, and high rise. They're in fashion. High waisted pants are coming back to a certain degree. They're sort of a subset of the high fashion trend, but I think because there's just so many different women's bodies that you know, there has to be a mid rise. So I don't think it represents a particular trend. Just flexibility in sizing from the apparel makers.
And it has to do with age as well. we get most of the women that we have calling don't want the real low rise, and they want the more natural waist, or you know, like you said, called it a mid rise. That's what they're looking for, and that's what these are. They're not real high.
Well, let's head over to the home decor department, off of the humans and into the house.
We have these the first time this year, and we're very excited. One of my colleagues just purchased the single large horse wall sculpture. This is the Beverly Zimmer collection. It was so gorgeous. I can't even tell you how beautiful it is. It is big. It's not little. It would be like for over a couch or over a big fireplace or something like that. We also have the a wall bracket with a sconce. It's like a little shelf with a horse. It's that resin stuff. It's just absolutely stunning. And I just thought this was the perfect gift for someone who loves that sort of thing and would like it for their home decor. There's also other things. We have bowls by Beverly Zimmer, and even bigger wall hangings and pots to put plants in, and lots of things by her. It's just absolutely stunning. I think, you know, it's especially if you're looking for a gift for somebody at your barn that you can never think of what to get them. How many, you know, things can you get them? This is just perfect because these pots can be used for plants. They can be used for paper clips. They can be used for anything, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. So check out the Beverly Zimmer, and that's spelled Z-I-M-M-E-R. So you can just put that in our search engine. We have a brand new search engine. It's faster. It's more accurate. Just put in there Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, Zimmer, Z-I-M-M-E-R, and you'll just be astounded. The great gift ideas.
I never heard of Beverly Zimmer. Have you, Helena? This is new for me.
Yes, I have. I have. Okay. I don't know much, but I have heard the name.
Who is she? Is it a woman that does? Is it?
You know,
is it the actual woman, Beverly Zimmer?
She's an artist, isn't she?
She is Forge Hill Sculptor in the business, and it is. She's the artist, Beverly Zimmer, and she's been doing this since 1991. So there you go.
There you go.
And she has jewelry, too, and you have that on your website as well.
Yeah, gotta love Google.
All right, good, cool, very good.
All right.
Well, that's a good thing for the house. And now we're back to the people again.
Yep, house and people, the next thing people. I wanted to talk about is my yearly favorite. You know, I not
you
only
just
like
saying
to feature
the name.
Them, I like to say them.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the Iridian Chinchilla button wrap. You know,
this
every
is my
year
favorite. I love this garment, this shirt. This
you would look good in this too.
I
you
love really it.
Yeah.
You know, every year when they come out with their new chinchilla, we're like, okay, what are they going to come out with this year? We can't wait. It's the softest dadgum thing. It's unbelievably soft and comfortable. And they make great layering. They come in more than just a button wrap. You know, they have all kinds of collars and hoodies and stuff like that. But the material is, I mean, when anybody that touches it just goes, ah. Oh. And that's why they name it that. So even though I feature it every year, this new one is a button wrap collar. So you can wear these anywhere. You can wear them, you know, you can layer them. But most of the time we wear these at the office.
They kind of have the stock tie collar. It's kind of a stock tie collar look, isn't it? That's what it kind of looks like to me.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. It does. It has that look to it, and it's different. That's the first year they've had the button wrap, and you're exactly right. You're very
Hey, Helena, it comes in purple.
I know. I like all the colors that it comes in. It's one of them looks like, well, is it hot chocolate? What color do they call it?
Okay, look, get
Saddle.
This. I love the color names. Could they come up with any weirder names anymore? Saddle, Sugar Plum, and Glacier.
Yeah.
Sugar Plum is my favorite. I like them
I
all. But you know what? I like that it's got the color. It does look like I like the button because it just kind of doesn't interfere with your neck, you know? It pulls it down just enough so you don't for me, I wouldn't feel constricted by a high neck. Some people don't like that constricted feeling. But so it keeps it down from flapping around. Do you have a scarf?
Yeah, and it has that flappy, top floppy. Of color there. Yeah.
And it really does look like it's a stock tie look for those that are, you know, listening. Obviously, it kind of has a stock tie look to it, but it's the same color as the rest of the shirt. Very cool. And Helena, it's so cold where you are right now. I bet you wish you had one of these right now.
It's not that cold, but it is snowing.
So there you go.
Oh,
well, happy first snowfall of the year.
Thank you very much. It's appropriate for this time, right?
Yeah,
our show
that's right.
Here. It's got
that's
me
right.
In the spirit.
That's right. Got you in the mood. Out there having a snowball battle with Gracie. Jamie and Jennifer and I would like to thank Omega Alpha Equine for their continued support of the Horses in the Morning show. They've been a valuable sponsor for us since the beginning of this show, over 2.5 years ago, 800 episodes ago, and they've been with us ever since. Dr. Chang has been coming on a show with us, and we truly are thankful for them being with us every single week here on Horses in the Morning. Please support our sponsors as they make this show possible. OmegaAlphaEquine.com. For the finest in all natural supplements available today. OmegaAlphaEquine.com. You're listening to Helena B. and I from the Stable Scoop Radio Show doing this special holiday buying guide for the fifth year in a row. And now we're going to move over to the horses because we haven't forgot about them. We actually have stuff you can buy them too.
Oh, yes. And this year I want to feature a brand new product that Horsewear has come out with. It's the Amigo Bravo 12 Wug. You know, they've been making wugs in the Rambo forever, and that was, it's amazing how well they've done with the Rambo wug. Then they started making the Rhino wug, which is the next step down from Rambo. And now this year they have come out with the Amigo wug. Amigo is the introductory level in horsewear. It's little less expensive than the other two. They have three. You know, they have the Rambo line, the Rhino line, and the Amigo line. And this one is got the thing about the wug that is so super cool, and the reason I love it so much, of course, is, as you know, I have gypsies, and they've got a lot of mane. This high neck is really, really good for that. If you have a horse with a mane, the high neck keeps it from rubbing. You know how some of the standard necks will rub if you have the longer mane? This takes care of that. It also keeps the water out of their shoulders when their heads are down and all kinds of stuff. So I love that feature. The Amigo one is waterproof on the outside. It's a polyester on the outside, so it's breathable, as they all are. You know, the horsewear products are wonderful. The Amigo has the arch in front, on the front legs. You can see a picture on our website, equestriancollections.com. And this is just new. It's a medium weight. It comes in a medium weight, and we have them in stock and ready to ship immediately. I was very excited because I love that wug feature. I love that high neck. It's so good for so many things. So that's why I wanted to feature this new Amigo Bravo wug that we have just out this year.
Well, we clipped my little pony a couple weeks ago, and actually I ordered a blanket on Equestrian Collections because it's hard to find a 60-inch in anything. So, but you guys had a 60-inch blanket, so I ordered that waterproof sheet because we don't really need a blanket down here. And because I clipped him, I gave him a blanket clip, and he looks so cute, and it has snowflakes all over it, Helena. So I'll have to take a picture and post it because he looks so cute in his little snowflake blanket. And 60-inch fit him perfect. You know, by the way, 60-inch blankets are really small.
Yeah. You have a pony, Glenn.
No, but when I picked it up and went, wow, this is really small.
It's getting harder and harder to find pony.
It is.
Blankets, yeah. Yeah,
it is.
We can help you if you're looking for.
Yeah, you were one of the only ones that actually had them, so I was thrilled with that.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, these run in the $160 range
exactly.
For the midweight. So that is a really good price when you're talking product put out by Horsewear. So.
Yep. So get in touch. We'll be happy to send you one.
All right. Good. And then what's next?
Next is another new brand that we have, a new vendor that we have on our site. It's called EquiSafety. We're pretty excited about this because in Northern Virginia, you really need to be sure, that's where I am, you really need to be sure that people see you, especially if you're riding in the winter. These things are reflective.
Yeah, because 95% of the people you see are carrying guns, so.
Yeah. Oh, we won't get into that.
Well, there's a lot of rural roads. There are a lot of roads to ride on.
Yep.
Exactly.
And hunting season.
That's exactly right. And so but the thing about these jackets is that these are actually jackets and vests. They're not just something you throw on over. Like, you know, you can get stuff that you, like construction people wear, you know, that you just throw over. These are actually garments. We have a quilted vest. We have a lightweight jacket. We have a flashing dog collar, which my little guy, who is a mixed, he's just a little white dog. He's going to get one for Christmas. And we've got dog blankets. And we also have, and this is for my gypsy friends, we have a vest that says on the back of it, "Please pass wide and slow. Thank you."
Let's clarify that so you don't get in trouble. This is for your gypsy friend's horses.
Exactly. That was when I said, oh, we've got to have that. So this is something that I think is a safety thing, and it's unique in that they're actually garments. They're not just something you throw over yourself.
And Helene and I both tried these on. Jennifer and I both have the vests, and we both tried these on, and they are fitted, and it's not, you're right, it's not like construction wear. They really, really are nice.
They're nice.
Yeah,
they're
and they come in orange and that
pink?
Lime green and pink and stuff.
Yellow,
so,
Everybody should have something like this, especially if you have to ride on the road at any point. Jennifer, you know, when she's out riding on the road, she wears hers every time she goes out, even here in Florida, because the lightweight vests are pretty inexpensive and they're pretty lightweight. So it doesn't matter where you're at.
You can wear it. And so we've got stuff for the dog, the horse, and the people.
Yep. Very good. EquiSafety is a good line. It's high visibility products from here in the United States.
And we also do have other brands on our site that for the, you can actually, it's like a quarter sheet, only goes, it's like a riding blanket that you can get for your actual horse. So that's on the site as well.
And now, thank God my wife isn't here, because what you're doing next. Oh, she is a purse fanatic.
You know.
She is. I can attest to that.
She loves purses.
These things are so gorgeous. They are a high-end gift. You know, I have to say that these are a high-end gift, but this stuff is quality. And what is unique about these? I try and find things that are sort of unique. And the thing that I liked about these that is different is... they have emblems.
Tell us what they are first.
Purses. Yeah, you're right. I should tell
you. Tucker.
It's
Tucker.
Purses and wallets and that sort of thing. That's what Tucker Tweed does.
Gotcha.
Now, what they have is they have different designs. They have a hunter jumper design. They have a fox design. They have a dressage design. And then they have their logo, which is a very unique and high quality design. And you can get those designs on pretty much all of their purses and wallets and stuff. This leather is like butter. I mean, it is absolutely soft. They're the reasonable size. They're not huge and they're not tiny. But the thing is, and the pictures are not in your face. They're embossed kind of thing. It just absolutely stunning and would make the perfect gift for Christmas for people who have everything. And, you know, we all love purses, you know, just like what you were saying, women love purses. And this is something that they probably wouldn't buy for themselves. And so I think they would make a great gift for, like, your mom, you know, who is a horse person. Or and she, the Tucker Tweed lady, was telling me one of the things that make them unique is that they're discipline oriented. You know, they have the hunter jumper and they have the fox for the hunting set, and they have the dressage folks. So you can pick your discipline and get it on one of these absolutely stunning, fabulous, wonderful purses.
Well, we featured Tucker Tweed on Chasing a Fox because we were able to touch and feel and drool over the quality of the purses. They're very, very well done. And, you know, while Debbie says that they are a little bit higher in price point, I think what you're getting in terms of quality for the bag is worth every single penny. I don't think it's... if you have someone special in your life, a special woman who... she doesn't even have to like purses. She'll love one of these Tucker Tweeds. It's just...
It's going
nice
to cost you less than a
collection.
Real coach will, you know.
And I think you get a lot, considering what Coach has been putting out lately, I think the Tucker Tweed, I would much rather have a Tucker Tweed. Now, I'm choking on that a little bit because...
Because you'll take a coach if somebody gives you one?
I've long been a Coach fan. But honestly, Tucker Tweed is the first company that's come along who I think, whose purses I would much rather have. So to me, that's a great value.
And they have iPad covers too, I see.
One of the girls in our office has one, and I mean, every time I see it, I'm like you. I just drool over it.
They're really nice. Yeah, they're beautifully designed. The quality is great, and they're unique.
Yes, exactly. For a horse set,
and
if you're not a horse person, you know that's kind of a in thing. That whole equestrian theme is really, really still in. I don't know if it's ever going to go out of style, but we still get calls from people in New York City and stuff that are looking for this kind of thing. So it's a great gift.
Equestra chic. And by the way, they do
I like
have.
That.
I made that up. They do have iPad covers as well. So if you if you're the special person in your life has an iPad, you can get them a cover that nobody else is going to have.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, great gift. Great gift.
All right, very good. And you have a trainer gift every year you talk about.
I do, and this year, last year, I featured the dressage whip, the customized dressage whip, which we still have, and I still think it makes a great trainer gift if you ride dressage. But this year, you don't even have to ride dressage. I am featuring the Heritage Extreme Winter Gloves. Now, the reason I really like these is because, well, not only are they warm and wonderful, but they have a little pocket in them with a little zipper where you can get, you know, those little hand warmers, those little things you break open.
Yeah,
and we actually have these as well on the site. But you break them open, you put them in this little pocket. They have a pocket just for that. So you can wear them out now and keep your hands warm. There's nothing I find worse than my fingers getting cold when I'm doing barn chores at night. And these are fabulous. So I will say with Heritage Winter, the Heritage gloves themselves run a little bit on the small side. So keep that in mind. They're snug gloves. They don't have really long fingers. So that's another good thing, because that's another thing. The long fingers will just make you crazy when in the winter, because you don't want to take your gloves off. You know what I mean? And the fingers are just too big, and these don't have that. So we have quite a few of these in stock, ready to ship out right away. They make great winter gifts. I think for a trainer, my idea was for a trainer that would be standing in the middle of the arena watching you trot around or go over fences or whatever you're doing, their hands get cold, and this would be the perfect gift, especially coupled with, the little hand warmers that you can get those as well. So that's kind of what I had for my trainer's gift this year.
And they come in fun colors too.
Well, these are only black.
Oh, the winter?
The particular ones I'm featuring all only come in black.
Okay, well, that makes sense for winter.
Yeah.
And, you know, this was always a gift that I would say as horse husband speaking here, America's horse husband. There were two gifts that I was always safe at for stocking stuffers. One was gloves, because you can never have too many gloves, and she always appreciated getting especially new, different, fun gloves. And then the second thing is socks. So I was always safe with gloves and socks. Always safe.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I'm a glove fanatic. But when you say the socks, I've always said since I've been working here, for 7 years, I said, if I ever started my own company, it would be strictly socks, because people love their socks.
Yep,
so
that's
I agree
right.
with you.
Yep. And Helena does too, because I know I've seen some of your socks, and you have some of the most fun socks.
I love my socks, and they have to be different thicknesses and different heights and different colors, and
that's
it's a sock for every mood and every activity in your life. Yes.
And some people like really a padded socks with lots of support, and some people like the Zox type of socks, you know, that are very thin. So anyway, but that's a different subject altogether.
All right, let's
do a whole show just on socks.
Well, next up, we're going to cover the feet. We were just talking about socks. Well, you have to put something over the socks because it is winter. So we have the Dublin Eskimo River boots. And, of course, these look a lot like some other boots that everybody's familiar with. Tell us about these, though. These have the padding in them, right?
Yeah, these, you're right. These are the new style. I put this up because, again, I always want to put a winter boot on. And this year, I'm featuring a street boot type of thing. And these are so cute that they have the faux fur, you know, that come out on the top, and they have a tie so you can get them, you can adjust the calf when you put them on.
Oh, but I thought that tie was there for decoration. It actually does make them tighter.
Yeah, 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 it does. It is, yes. That's exactly what it's there for. And it's, they're like the river boot types. They are the next generation of the river boots. But they look similar to that with those bells and whistles of the faux fur. And you kind of look like sexy Santa Claus when you wear these. So that might be something that you might consider. They're extremely warm, and they have a very good footbed so that you can wear these out, you know, when you're out shopping. You can wear them at the barn, but they're also actually sort of fashion boots to wear to the office, particularly if you have a cold office. You know, you can wear boots to your office, so you can wear them with jeans. They're just a good all-round winter fashion boot. And they also are great for walking around the city because they do have the Dublin. Dublin has come out with some really good new footbeds and stuff this year so that they're comfortable. They're not just stylish, but they're also comfortable. And a good boot, I like to recommend them as a good winter boot.
Well, I don't think you can go wrong with these. Obviously, they've been in style now for years, and the fact that they just tweaked them a bit to make them a winter boot is good. I really like the drawstring at the top because
I do too.
I hadn't seen that before.
Yeah. And you can ride in them. They have a heel, you know, if you want to.
Might need a bigger stirrup, but
yeah, my sister rides in her river boots and loves them because they're so warm. But if you were going to do that, you might want to get the ones without the faux fur. You know, that's
a little
more
closer
of a,
contact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you don't want to get them all dirty.
Oh, so I get everything dirty. See, this is what I like about these boots. They patina well. Some people call it getting dirty. I call it
patina.
My boots are getting patina.
I like that.
It's all in how you look at it.
Okay, American pickers.
These are warm all the way into the toes, which a lot of boots, they have the furry, the fuzzy lining right from the ankle up. Do these have the fur, the fuzz going down into the footbed?
Let me ask her, do your boots have fur that go all the way to the footbed and down into the, yes, they're all the way down to the toes. So that's what helps keep them warm. Good call. That's good. I have somebody sitting right here, and this is the reason I picked this, because she loves them. She bought them last week for herself for her birthday, and she loves them. So I have a huge recommendation from one of my colleagues.
Excellent.
There you go. Can't beat that.
That's right.
Now, the next product, your final pick for this episode, and then we'll get into Helena and I's picks, but your final pick, and again, we're talking to Debbie from EquestrianCollections.com. Your final pick is one that I think is so funny, so tell us about it.
You would be surprised at the number of people that we get calling for goat coats. This is our goat coat, and we have a...
Now, wait a minute, that's not a brand name. It's actually a goat for a goat, like the animal goat.
Goats are getting to be, goats are wonderful. I mean, my husband won't let me have them because he says I have enough animals, but I'll tell you, I love goats and so does everybody else. And they're pets now, you know, just like chickens, they're pets, the little backyard goats. And now we have these coats and there's a size chart on there. Horsewear makes them, so it's a quality product. And we are able to get them with no problem, and they're hard to find because not everybody thinks about covering their goat, but horse people do.
Yeah, we cover everything. We love our goats. Right. We love our dogs, our horses.
We don't want our goats to get cold.
I'm looking at the picture here, Helena, and it does. It has a surf single underneath. It has little leg straps. It really does.
Of course. How else is it supposed to keep our goats dry and warm?
That's funny.
So remember, if you have friends who have goats, you need to have them call and us at Equestrian Collections, or go on our website, because we love goats here at Equestrian Collections.
They're actually 600 denier waterproof. They have fiber fill. They have 100 grams of fiber fill, and they come in different sizes. You do have to look at the size chart, and they're only $30 to $45. So, pretty cheap if you want to put a coat on your goat.
Yeah, or go. I'm not going there.
Put a coat on your goat.
I figured Helena would pick up on that one, but I guess
no,
not.
No, no, no. I'm just, this is real, this is an important product to me, okay? Stop mocking it, please, people.
Let's take a break before we get to Helena's picks, and we'll talk about one of our terrific sponsors here on the Horse Radio Network, and that is Sparkle and Boom. We'll be right back after this.
Well, I'm going to walk over there and see how long they think I'm going to see it down. You guys,
Sparkle
go ahead.
And Boom is a new media marketing company.
Hold on, just
our mission is to help small businesses add some sparkle to their marketing in order to get some boom in their bottom line. Our creativity, combined with an extensive background in the equestrian industry, makes us perfectly suited to help your business capture the potential of social media and the ever-changing World Wide Web. Visit us online at www.sparkleandboom.com.
Well, we wanted to remind everybody, too, you don't have to remember all of these links and all the products we're talking about. Whatever show you're listening to today, because this is going across several shows, you can find it in the show notes or just go to horseradionetwork.com and find this particular episode on Thanksgiving week. By the way, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We hope you enjoy and have a fantastic week with your family and your horses. But we will have the links there for all of these products to make it very simple to go to Equestrian Collections and find them. And that leads us to Helena's picks for this year.
I have two special picks this year. The first one is girly girly like me. It's it's the Perry's padded bit bracelet, which is absolutely adorable. It's a cuff bracelet, which are all the rage this year, and it features a gold tone snaffle bit around the front of it, but it's padded like a padded bridle, and the padding colors on the inside of the cuff, the padding just peeks out a little bit along the edges of the bracelet, and they come in the most adorable, fun, high-energy colors. And the one, well, obviously there's a whole bunch, but the one I picked is a Kelly green, which is really kind of fun. And for a totally reasonable price point, $26.95, I think it makes a great gift.
And, you know, Perry's, we have a lot of the custom items for them as well. On the site, there's bracelets that you can get with your horse's name on it or your dog's name or whatever you want, even with some little studs, crystals and such on it. The one thing I did want to mention with some of these things, especially if you go for the custom items, anything from halters to bracelets to belts, and by the way, you can get stuff to match the bracelet that Helene is talking about, and you can have belts and dog collars and all that stuff that matches that, is to get your custom items orders in as soon as possible. Because as you can imagine, December, they're going crazy trying to get everything done in time. So the sooner you can get any custom items in to custom orders into us for custom items, the better. So just kind of keep that in mind. And it's not just with our site, but any site, if you're going to go custom, you need to go ahead and get thinking about what you want to do now, not on like December 17th.
Yeah, we're in Thanksgiving week already, so you really have a week or two to get the
stuff. Yeah, exactly. Most of the vendors are saying get the stuff in by no later than December 15th to get it to people by Christmas. So,
and that's even pushing it.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah. I love all Perry stuff. We know her since the day she started back in the 90s, and she's in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and she just has quality, nice stuff, and I really like these collars. Now, I'm going to ask you a style question again, Helena, because you're my style guru.
Okay.
The fatter, these are fatter bracelets. They're a little wider.
Yeah.
That seems to be in right now, the fatter, wider bracelets.
It is. And, there's something that we've been calling an arm party out there. People are not afraid to, gone are the days of the single little bracelet, which it's always classic and elegant. But people are having a lot more fun with their arm accessories. So a wide bracelet like this is fine. You can even pair a wide bracelet with several smaller ones or two big chunks. Chunky bracelets. You can have a lot of fun. The rules are gone.
Yeah, and if you don't want to do tattoos this way, you can change it up every day.
I love it. Yes.
Different colors.
See, for women who are constantly changing their minds, like me, bracelets are the tattoo alternative.
There you go.
Brilliant, Debbie.
That's funny. Good pick. And they run, in the $30 range, $25-$30, somewhere in there?
$26.95.
Yeah, and
not bad.
We run the gamut, especially with the Perry stuff. There's, I can't say enough about the cute little snap-on bracelets that are custom that they have I got one with, of course, my Gypsy Gelding's name on it. So I just love it. I just think all of that stuff is really cool. That's a great pick. Thanks for mentioning that.
And your next one.
Okay. My next one is, we've actually featured this on Tack and Habit before. I absolutely cannot live without this tool product. It is, the one available from Equestrian Collections is the Roma Soft Touch Mane and Tail Brush. And it's a handled brush, and it's got longish, maybe 1 inch, 1.5 inch tines, for lack of a better word, teeth. And it's rounded, and it's got little plastic, like little rubbery nubs on the end of the teeth. And I use this brush for all over my horse. I use it to brush, obviously, his mane and his tail. But I use it as a curry. I use it as a demudderizing tool. It gets crusty mud off of there.
We're all making up words today.
It's great for his feathers and getting into those places behind the pasterns that are kind of, you know, difficult to reach. And believe it or not, I have one in the house. I use it for my own hair.
And speaking of feathers, and like, as you know, I have gypsies with the long manes. This is the only kind of brush I'll even let get near that long mane and tail on my breed, because it doesn't pull the hair, especially if you know how to treat hair before you brush it. But this is the brush that does not pull the hair out. So I agree with you. I think they're fabulous. And they come in cool colors.
They do come in cool colors. There's like pink and blue and the handle. One of the things that I like best about it is that the handle, sometimes the curries or the brushes can be a little bit taxing to your hand and your forearm, especially when you're getting in there, you're using it as a curry or as a brush. So I like to have the handle, which gives a little bit extra leverage and a little more power, especially if you have a horse who likes to roll in the mud or walk through the bristles and the brambles.
Like if you have feathers.
Yes, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Debbie is the queen of feathers. She definitely knows about feathers.
Well, we were at Equine Affair last week, and we went into the barn and saw all the breeds, and they had the gypsy horses who were walking around and hanging out in their stalls, and there was a baby. Well, he was a yearling. Wow.
I got to tell you, Helena, that the people that brought the gypsy horses there that you saw are listeners of the Horse Radio Network.
Oh, yeah, and I know them, too.
Yep, they're listeners. Yes, they're listeners of Horse Radio Network. So yeah.
Their horses have the nicest dispositions and, of course, beautiful feathers. They were so clean. And I'm like, how is it that somebody could get white hair shiny? You know, usually black or bay horses are shiny, but white hair,
Just call Equestrian Collections and ask for the Gypsy Lady, and I'll give you some of my secrets.
Cool. There you go. Yeah, they were really nice. So I could see how this would be a useful tool for horses with feathers.
Yeah.
Well, I'm jealous that you got to go to Equine Affair. We haven't even had a chance to talk about that yet, but we'll have to chat about that a little bit, because a lot of actually guests that we've had on and listeners were there. So you got to see a lot of friends of the Horse Radio Network there. Well, my picks, I got two of them, and they're pretty simple. By the way, that brush was only $5, five something. So that's a stocking stuffer for sure. Easy and simple to do. My picks, I'm channeling my inner winter that I used to have before I moved to Florida. So I'm doing this for the benefit of all the listeners who live where it's actually cold. And there's a company that we dealt with, Cozy Helmet Covers, when we had our tack shop way, way back. And the first year they came out, we started selling. They only had black, these Cozy ones. And these are the helmet covers that go over your helmet and then around your neck and around your chin. And they Velcro on the front. When they first came out, we sold a ton of them the first year. And that was back in the 1990s. And they only had black. Now they have multiple colors. They make them look like jockey helmet covers. And they have a ton of different varieties of these. And Equestrian Collections carries them. You can find them there, from plaids to, as I said, jockey sort of colors to solid.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is one that I think I told you last Christmas that my trainer kept saying, when are you going to build an indoor? So I bought him one of these for Christmas. at, you know, the one that goes over the ears and underneath the chin and over the helmet. And I gave it to him. I said, here's your indoor.
He loved that, I bet.
Yeah, he loved that.
I love these things. I just absolutely love them. And then the colors, usually they were just coming black. But now,
you can get them to match your socks, Alina.
I know. Or no. You'll see, I'm out of the matchy-matchy phase, and now I'm into the less matching, the better.
Okay.
That's what's cool these days.
Even their clashing phase.
I like that.
Yeah, you have to wear a different sock on each foot, right?
That's for the kids. That's what the kids do. Bunch of punks. Gotta love them. But no, these are fun colors. So I like, I even like the red. That's kind of cool.
Well, I'll see you coming, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, wear that with my Epi safety.
You can pair that with the safety vest we talked about earlier.
That's right.
I'd be like my own little Christmas parade.
I think these are in the $13, $14 range, somewhere in there. So, you know, they're perfect for stocking stuffers as well. The next one I have is not a stocking stuffer. It's a little more expensive than that. But it's something that I own and absolutely loved and had for a long time now is a Mountain Horse Rider jacket. You have the Mountain Horse Rider jackets in unisex. They're form-fitting, and I just love the pockets. You know, I'm a geek, so I like pockets, and they have lots of pockets, and they're not too bulky. One of the things that I always had a problem with was bulky jackets, and, you know, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man jackets, and I just don't like them, and these were less bulky. You could actually... you could put a sweater on or something underneath, and they just fit. They have the gussets for riding, and they have a lot of different pockets. So I like them. They have the sleeve Velcro too. I just really do like them. Now, the one thing you have to watch with these is you want to be careful. You probably want to try one on ahead of time. The sizing is a bit funky. I had to go a little large. And anytime you deal with unisex clothing, and I don't know if you find this, Debbie, but anytime you deal with unisex clothing, you have to be careful. But you know what? You can always return it, I guess, if you have to get it.
Right. And with unisex, it sort of depends on how you're built. It really does. But I have to admit, I put one of these on the other day because somebody here had one out. And within 2 seconds, I just wanted to go to sleep. I just wanted to cuddle down in that thing and go to sleep. And I said, it feels like down, but it's not.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't have the bulk.
That way. It gives that feeling, though,
of
being that soft, snuggly kind of down, but it's really not down. So you'd be paying
and they're
a lot
warm.
More for it.
They really are warm.
Right.
And I think they make, don't they make matching pants to go with them? I don't remember.
Yeah, the Force Rider pants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. The whole set.
Yep. Stephanie, my supervisor has one of these and loves them as well. So and so that's the female side of it. She really loves hers. So I agree with Glenn.
Well,
I think they're a great jacket.
And you know, I'll speak for behalf of the men. A lot of the unisex stuff is still more girly. These are not. You can get away with wearing these. You know, they definitely are unisex.
Yeah. That's good. Good to know.
All right. And they're in the, I don't remember what price range they're in. I don't have it here in my notes, but I think they were in the $100 to $200 range, somewhere in there. The price of a good coat.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's right. And we have a couple of them from last year that's going to be in that outlet sale I was telling you about earlier. So everybody keep an eye on this this Cyber Monday, Black Friday sale that we have.
It's coming up this week. It's Friday. Yep, that's Friday.
Next Friday. Mm-hmm, through the weekend, and then on Cyber Monday.
I'm going to check it out because you guys have stuff's already at 70% off a lot of it. I'm going to be
okay. Yeah, and it's going to be that kind of thing, right, like that. And there's a gazillion things on there. So, yeah, check it out for sure. And we have lots more stuff on the site besides the ones that we picked out that everybody – it's an amazing the amount of stuff that we have. So – go on to www.equestriancollections.com and browse and just enjoy yourself because it's beyond the pale what's on there. There's just so much stuff that we offer to the riding public and everything from horses and dogs to people and goats.
I love the goat stuff.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Again, we will have the links to all of these different products at equestriancollections.com on the show that you're listening to, the show notes, or just go to horseradionetwork.com and you'll find it there. And we want to remind everybody that something you can get for free for yourself or sneak it onto a horse person's phone that you know is go to the App Store on iOS or Android, and you can just search for the Horse Radio Network app and download it. It's free. It's very easy to use. We've had absolutely no complaints about this thing, which is amazing with the thousands of people that we have using it every week. So it's just the simplest way to listen to our shows. You can also go to the website at horseradionetwork.com. You'll find all 11 shows there. We have three brand new ones that we just started here recently. Blaze Kids Radio is doing terrific. They just had a new episode. Of course, Chasing a Fox with our very own Helena B., all about fox hunting and fashion. I think those two always have gone together.
Yes, sir.
And of course, we're in fox hunting season right now throughout most of the northern part of the country. So I'm sure, well, matter of fact, Thursday
most
of this
of the
week,
country.
Thursday of this week, I have some of my fondest memories of living in Massachusetts. By the way, there weren't too many fond memories. So what, some of my fondest memories were meeting Helena was my most fond. And second was actually going out and watching you guys hunt on Thanksgiving Day, because it is a huge spectator sport in the north part of Boston up there in the North Shore.
Yeah, we get hundreds of spectators. It's a great, and it's gotten even better since you left, Glenn. There are wagon rides and hot chocolate now and cider. So spectators can really follow along more closely.
There was
and
nothing.
It's big here in Northern Virginia as well.
Is it?
It is indeed. Mm-hmm,
yep. And people here follow in their cars, and some of the hunts have assigned people to go with the car so that you don't interfere with anybody, and they have an idea of where they're going to be casting and stuff like that. So, yeah, if you're interested in that stuff at all, just go to your local hunts. They have Facebook pages now and stuff, and you can ask about that.
Yep. I just got goosebumps, guys, because is there anything better than standing overlooking the hills, you hear the hounds, you maybe hear a horn, you hear the hounds, and then you see the hounds and you see the horses come up over a hill. There's just nothing cooler than
There's
that.
There's nothing. I'll tell you, there have been a couple of times that I've followed on foot, watching the hounds come over or watching the hounds work and follow a line is pretty amazing. But then when the field comes, you know, up and over behind them, it stops you in your track. Like, you literally hold your breath. Hold your breath as they come
and
thundering
over. And sometimes you even get to see the fox.
If you're
I've never seen the fox. Never seen the fox. But you're right. And you see the guys, I know they call them pink coats, but the red coats come over the hill and you see them first. And it just is, it's just cool. It is really, really cool. I got goosebumps just thinking about it. So for all of you people going out Thursday to watch fox hunting, or if you're staying home with your families, have a terrific Thanksgiving holiday. We once again want to thank our sponsors for this show, Equestrian Collections, Sparkle and Boom, and Kentucky Performance Products. And Debbie, on behalf of everybody here at the Horse Radio Network, please thank Chris and everybody over at Equestrian Collections for their continued support of us here at the Horse Radio Network. We truly believe it, or we truly appreciate it, and we're thankful for you.
Thank you guys for letting us talk to all of our public out there, and we appreciate it very much and enjoy it as well.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, Helena.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And we're going to play the show out a little bit differently today, and we're going to go back to Templeton Thompson with another favorite of hers, Christmas Time's A-Comin'. Can't think of a better way to play the holiday gift-buying episode out. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll talk to you again next week.
Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Christmas time's a-comin', Christmas time's a-comin', Christmas time's a-comin', and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's a-callin', tall pines a-hummin', 'cause Christmas time's a-comin'. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. 'Cause Christmas time's a-comin', Christmas time's a-comin', Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Yeah. Holly's in the window, home's where the wind blows. You can't walk for running, 'cause Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Back home when Christmas times are coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. 'Cause Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming. And